we're back on the Songwriters. I'm your host, Terry Parsons. Very pleased to say that I'm joined today by Mandy and Sturgis from Low Society. We're featuring music from their latest album, Sanctified. Now, you mentioned before the break the fact that one of the songs was actually written in the studio in Belgium. How long of a writing process went into this album? How long did it take to write?
You know, some songs just pop out of you, you know, and other songs have a longer gestation period, if you will. So there are a couple of songs on Sanctified that I've been tinkering with for a couple of years.
Wow.
There's even one song, Drowning Blues, that I wrote over a decade ago that's been with me on and off, that I've actually performed live, dropped, and then brought back into the repertoire, further tweaking it, so to speak. The song that we wrote right before we went into the studio is River of Tears. I literally finished the lyrics not 24 hours before we went into the studio. And the guys, the rhythm section, had not heard the song before. It's not something we even performed. I taught them the song on the studio floor. And I think that's maybe the second take as far as the rhythm section, the rhythm track is concerned.
Over, heart's been torn in two, right back where I started. I got nothing left to lose.
Society from the album Sanctified and something called River of Tears. When I hear you describe the recording of that song, it sounds like a lot of this came together very quickly. Is it fair to say that the recording of this album was a fairly organic experience?
Absolutely, in the respect of what happened in Belgium. And again, it was just a matter of seizing the opportunity. Things had clicked so well with those guys that I felt like I could get a really good record out of it, which I did. But what brought it back to Memphis to finish, it was not something that was something that I banged together literally in a couple of days. The record represents a couple of months of extremely intense work. And we were in the studio every day for almost all of November and all of December of 2016. We really put a lot of love into that. Definitely had the thought in mind that we wanted something that was more musical, if you follow my drift. Mm-hmm. We wanted to show something that had a little more substance and musicality.
It was kind of a risk. We definitely showed a different side of ourselves on this album, and you know, normally we're a little more raucous and, I don't know, abrasive, I guess, almost is the word. Mm-hmm. And this album, we definitely dug a little deeper and, you know, pulled some layers back and showed more of our soul, I guess, in a way. And it was a risk, but, you know, it's a overall musical statement. It's a body of work, you know. At the end of your life, you look back and you want to show as many facets of yourself as you can. So we took the risk, and I think it's paying off.
Told me something.
original material on this album is bookmarked by a couple of excellent covers, Angel from Montgomery and I'd Rather Go Blind. Can you tell us a bit about the decision process in choosing those two particular songs to bookend the album?
Absolutely, yeah. You know, that was another risk. We're kind of weird about covers. We don't like to do a bunch of covers that everybody does, of course, but there's a few that, you know, everyone loves universally, and there's no shame in that, you know. And Rather Be Blind and Angel from Montgomery are very classic songs that a lot of people have done, and we were worried about getting a little flack for that. We have gotten a little flack for it, but we've gotten more of a positive response. And ultimately, it was a song that there were two songs that we had in our set live, and we got so much demand for it from the audience. You know, like where can we get this on CD? You know, is this recorded? And they were like, well, we're just going to have to throw those down on CD. But Angel from Montgomery actually is a special song. We thanked Ted Culp on the album, who's my cousin. And he's one of the first people that really lit the fire for me and with me and was a huge inspiration for me as a musician coming up. And he taught me that song. But he also refused to let me learn it from any other source, wouldn't let me watch it or hear it or anything. I'd never heard it before. Made me make up my own version, like, you know, told me the words and gave me the melody. And I was kind of mad at him at the time because that's not how I work, but now I'm really grateful because I really did come up with my own version of it. So it's a special song for us, definitely.
That's Low Society and their version of Angel from Montgomery, taken from the album Sanctified. For more information or to order yourself a copy, visit them online at screaminblues.com. I'm Terry Parsons. We'll have more of our interview with Low Society after these messages.